lies and craze. Truth bombs flying like a meteor shower. Who knew sass could hold such power? Glitter, gloss, and no filter chatter. Tune in now, it's all that matters. Fast and fierce like a rolling storm. This is the place where fun takes form.
She's blonde,
she's bold,
and we got something to say. This is Blonde Banter. Let's talk all about it.
I'm Jessie.
And I'm Alexis.
And welcome to another episode of Blonde Banter. Laughter echoes through the neon glow.
Stories spinning from high. We were humming our Blonde Banter song.
You know, we were just trying to laugh about some things, and Jessie's over here singing her heart out or humming.
And she was like, it's recording. I was like, oh, okay. Anyways.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to the fifth episode of Blonde Banter. We are so excited to be here today and use our mics once again. We are going to be continuing to talk about pet peeves. So this is the second session of that.
Yes.
And we will just get right into it. We have a whole entire list here, just like the last time. And we are going to start out with our downs and our highs of the week. So I'm actually still wondering about my down of the week. So maybe you can go first, Jessie, because I don't even know
my... You have to kind of think on it. You have to think how to word it.
There's been a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to just be careful of, you know, things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I'll go first. So, my low was I've just been exhausted. Like, working these long shifts is just very tiring. But I only have 3 more left. I'm so excited. Yay. Anybody that is a floor nurse understands my pain right now. And so I only have 3 more shifts left, like as a floor nurse, before I start my new job. And I am so freaking excited. Woo. I can't contain it. But on, what day was it? Thursday, I was so tired. When I got home, I called Daniel. I said, Daniel, I'm so tired. Like, I have to eat and go to bed. Like, I'm that tired. Mm-hmm. I ate before he got home from work. I laid down on the couch. I was like, I'm just going to take, like, a little nap. I passed out at 5, I believe, and I woke up at 10:30 p.m. I slept for 5.5 hours.
When was
this? Thursday. I slept for 5.5 hours, woke up, and then I was wide awake. And so then I was up all night long from 10:30, then I had to go to work, and I was dragging, and I don't think I have fully recovered from doing that, and so I've just been, like, so, so tired. Like, yes. I'm just ready to get on with it and not live like this anymore, not live so tired anymore. But then I also do it to myself because I want to make the most out of my time off. Like, I want to make the most out of every second that I have not working. So, like, last night, like, I worked yesterday, which was Saturday, and I was supposed to leave at 2:45, but, like, some emergencies came up at work, and I had to stay till, like, 5:30. And then I met Alexis and some of my other friends at Chateau Alon, and then we were there till... We went to Chateau Alon. I'm probably repeating myself because I'm still, like, a little tired. But went to Chateau Alon, and then we were out. What time did we leave? Like 12 or 12:30?
We left at like 12:30 and didn't get home till like 1 o'clock.
Yeah. And then I woke up this morning and went to church. And, but you know what? Something that our preacher said this morning in church that really got me. And I loved what he said. He was like, you look back at things that happened, like, in your childhood, and you thought it was the worst ever, but little did you know that you were living, like, some of the best days of your life.
Yes.
Like when you look back, like there's times that, yeah, like you got irritated with your parents or your parents were making you do something you didn't want to do. But now, like looking back at your childhood, it's mm-hmm. like, oh man.
I want that back.
I want to like, be innocent. I want mom to tell me what to do.
I want to be able to wake up at like 10 a.m. and yeah. mommy be cooking me breakfast.
Yeah. And I don't want to make the decisions. I want mom to make the decisions yeah. for me.
And then you didn't have all of this like trauma happen in your life yep. throughout the years mm-hmm. and get hurt by multiple people.
Yeah.
And like mom put the Band-Aid on your leg.
She did. And she shielded you. Your parents shielded you. You
from
know,
the world.
more than what we know they sheltered us from, you know? Yeah. And gosh, to have that, like when he said that this morning, I was like, man, he is so right.
That is true.
You know, like thinking yeah. back, I was like, what I would do. I remember when I got to be like 18, 19, I was like, I can't wait to move out. I can't wait to have my own life. And then now I'm like, oh, I want to come back.
But you know what? That's not the reality.
It's not reality.
You can't just go running back home to mommy.
We have to grow. Yeah, exactly. We have to grow up at some point. And, you know, we get responsibilities. We, you know, get jobs. We become adults. We are adults. And we have to take responsibility, you know, for what we have signed up for in our adulthood. We yeah. have those certain responsibilities, and that's part of being an adult. Unfortunately, yeah. that's part of growing up. That's part of
leaving the nest.
Like there's times that is really hard, and there's going to be there's struggles every single day. There's struggles, you know?
Yeah.
And
it's all about how you deal with them.
Exactly.
And the way that you push through and mm-hmm. your mindset.
Yeah.
Because if you're over here thinking, well, I can't do this and this at the same exact time, then yeah, you can't. Mm-hmm. You cannot do it. But if you mm-hmm. think to yourself, well, maybe I can take on a second job, or maybe I can work, and I can go to school, and I can do this, then yes, you can do whatever you put your mind to. It's not going to be easy.
Mm-hmm. No.
Like, it's going to be hard,
mm-hmm.
but, like, you do the things necessary to benefit your current life and to better yourself.
Exactly. And you know, again, that's part of being an adult, a responsible adult. That's what, like last week when I was so tired, did I want to call out? Yeah, of course I wanted to call out. I could barely open my eyes. But guess what? I drank some caffeine and I went to work. I got my butt up and I went to work and I dealt with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I pushed through. Because, mm-hmm. and no matter what, like, you're going to be fine. Like, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You really are. You're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. But you have to believe that you're going to be okay. And you have to believe in yourself. And that's one thing.
That's
like,
true.
People don't, I feel like a lot of people just don't believe in themselves. And, mm-hmm. like, for example, like this podcast, we know, like, this is going to take a lot of work and a lot of time. It's almost going to be like a second job for us, almost.
Yeah.
But that's
it's
something.
Not a lot of effort.
We have to put in the time and the effort, and that's something that we're willing to do because it's something we care about.
Yeah.
And it's something that we have pursued. And I'm not a quitter.
No.
And you're
not. I'm
not
either.
You don't seem like a quitter.
I keep going.
You have to keep
going.
So I
get to my goal.
You have to.
Our goal as
yes.
a team.
Yeah. I don't want to be known as a quitter. I don't want to be known as someone who did this.
He just walks
it
away.
It got too hard. When life
he
gets
just
hard.
He just walks away.
Yeah. Like, life, you can't just walk away. You can't quit life when it gets hard. Like, it's not, your life is going to keep going.
Yeah. And life is going to keep getting hard.
Uh-huh.
It's going to go in waves. It's
yeah.
going to go up and down, up and down. And, like, if you cannot deal with the downs and, like, actually push through them, then the only other option is to give up. And that's just, I don't know. I mean, some people can give up. If you are really down in the dumps, then okay, that's up to you. But to be an adult means to just push past that and know that you are going to have to go through the emotions and that state of mind in order to get to the other side. Because mm-hmm. if you just give up, you're not going to grow.
No.
You're going to be the same person that you were like mm-hmm. a year ago or 2 months ago. You're going to
yep.
be the same person. And we are meant to evolve and grow as individuals. Like, we like a turtle. We used to have a turtle growing up. And, like, I love where this conversation is going. We had a turtle, and it started out the size of a dime, right? We put it in the tank. And as time went on, it got bigger because that's what's supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. You grow in your environment. Now, mm-hmm. because he stayed in that same tank for however many years, he stayed that same size.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as humans, like, we are not in a cage. Like, we're not in a tank.
Mm-hmm.
We are meant to expand, and we are supposed to evolve.
Uh-huh.
And so if you're just in the same position and you're in the same mindset, the same excuses, the same let me run away from my problems, life is not going to get any better for you.
And that kind of, I know, like, we're talking about pet peeves, and that kind of goes along with, like, one, like, a pet peeve, you know? I can't stand when people are like, oh, woe is me. Oh, I'm this, I'm that. Like, this is why I can't do this, because I've had this setback, so I can't do this. Or, you know, this happened, so it prevented me from reaching this goal. No, like, it's all in your freaking mindset. It's in your mindset. You have to be willing to do it. Like, you have to be willing to make the effort. You have to be willing to make the change. I deal with people like that all the time. All the time. I know personally people like that. I've dealt with people like that in the past, and it really bothers me, because I have personally seen people that have been in really bad situations, really, really just, you know, in dirt poor, you know, terrible upbringing, etc., etc., and they are super successful now. And then I see people also that have been that, and they are playing that, you know, the victim card.
And yeah, like, I can't mm-hmm. move on without getting...
It's all in the mindset. It's all in your mindset. You have to be willing to make that change, and you have to be willing, you know, to put in the effort, you know?
Yeah.
And there's some people that are completely fine with being, you know, mediocre and stagnant, and then, but I am not one of those people. That's for sure. And you're not one of those people.
I'm not. No. I'm like, going to keep going.
At work, like, this is one of my pet peeves, is, like, laziness. And when I see people that are just lazy at work, I can't stand it. Because I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you're not bettering yourself at all. Like, if you would put in as much effort as you are putting in to being lazy and to not, to avoiding work, like, you could be such an, like, you could really grow in your career.
Yeah.
Like, I know people, I've worked with people, not currently, but I've worked with somebody in my past that said that he put in so much effort into not doing anything. And, like, those were his exact words. And that he had it figured out to where if he, like, let something go for a while, someone else would do it. Or if he just acted like he was behind, other people would pick up his slack. And you're putting so much effort into being a poor human being. Like, what are you doing? Why does that make you feel good? Why is that an accomplishment for somebody?
Funny.
Like, why is, like, it funny, somebody's it's accomplishment?
And to, like, how people pick up the slack for them or yes. be babied.
And I see it, like, daily when I work. Like, I observe everybody. I watch everybody very closely.
You're a people watcher.
I am a people watcher. And they might not know that I'm watching them, but I'm watching. And I watch them let that little thing sit over there and beep. That machine sit over there and beep. Or this... Or wait and put somebody on the machine so then people will be coming off at the same time. Or I'm going down a rabbit hole with that. But I'm like, I know what you're doing. And I'm not, like, no, you've dug yourself in this hole. I will go pause your patient. And I'll be like, hey, I paused this person
I'm sorry,
for you.
That sounds so weird.
When you're ready, I paused your patient. I paused the patient.
Like, it's like a TV channel or something.
Yes. I ended the treatment. I've got it paused for you. When you're caught up, that patient's ready for you. If you are truly sinking, if you are truly in a bind, of course, all my coworkers know that I will be the first one to help you out. But when you're doing it on purpose, mm-hmm. and I already have a huge workload,
yeah.
and I haven't sat down, I haven't even peed yet, and it's 2, and you've then taken like 3 breaks and had breakfast and lunch and peed like 3 or 4 times. No, I'm not. I have no sympathy for you because you are doing it to yourself. You're doing it to be lazy. You can't tell it makes me mad.
Yeah.
You're doing it to be lazy.
Which I have one to follow up on that.
And I can't stand that. Like, do your job.
Thing.
Do it right. And then people are like, oh, well, you get these, like, oh, it must be so nice to get like this opportunity that you're getting for your new job. Yeah, because I've worked my butt off to get here. Like, I have put in the work. And I have put in the grind, and it's paid off.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, like, hard work truly does pay off.
It does.
It really, really does pay off.
It sucks in the moment sometimes,
mm-hmm.
because you have to really get into that mindset of pushing yourself past your limits.
Yeah.
But then once you reach that point of, okay, I hit my goal, and yeah, now I'm super successful,
mm-hmm.
and I am reaping the benefits of my hard work, then you look at that and think to yourself, I did it. Like, I did the thing, and mm-hmm. now I can celebrate.
Yep, exactly. And it's not
feel
instant.
Good about myself.
It's not instantaneous. Like, I've been a nurse for 11 years. I've been with this company for 6 years, and it's taken me this long to get to where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
And I feel like some people think that it's just going to be, as soon as like they reach this certain goal, it instantaneous. You're going to be wealthy.
Yeah.
You're going to get this opportunity.
It doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work like that. Like, you have to put in the work, because there are people that have been there way longer than you that have put
mm-hmm.
in the work and the time and the effort.
Yes.
And I can't stand when people just come in somewhere and they think, oh, I'm going to be top dog as soon as
like,
they get
I'm
going
to instantly become the next, like, higher up management.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to that next level.
Yeah.
And it's only going to happen within a year. Like, no, it's going to take probably, like, at least 6 to 10 years. To get to that point.
Because there's other people there that have put in that work and the effort way before you got there.
Yes.
You know, unless they're those stagnant people that we were talking about earlier, that, you know, they don't want to do better for themselves. They don't want to take on that responsibility. They just want to do. And that's fine.
And then once
if
it
you're
kicks
that way,
in,
that's you.
If
you
it kicks in eventually and they realize, oh, wow, maybe I should have done a better job at this. And then you just get up and you just put everything else to the side, even though you could be living like the same life, but like, you could still be with the same person or whatever, and then you just get up and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's nothing. Like, you could also get to the next level along with that person. Like, it doesn't take, like, just getting up and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had the chance to be better, and you could still be better in the same place that you're at,
mm-hmm.
but you just want to run away from your problems and think that, like, an instant, like, change of environment is going to change everything.
Yeah. And that's, and sometimes I feel like that makes things worse. Like, I feel like sometimes, like, when you're trying to run away from your problems, it makes it worse. I'm not going to get into the full story right now. Like, we'll do that one other day, but a couple years ago when, you know, I was going through a lot personally, I got the bright idea to run away from my problems and pack up my stuff and go to Louisiana and do a travel nurse contract. Oh my gosh. I lasted like a week and a half, 2 weeks. And
you regretted it.
Instantly regretted it. Like, it was the worst thing. It was the worst decision like I ever made in my life.
Yeah.
And it's because I'm trying to run away from something that's honestly, your problems are still going to be your problems.
Yeah.
They're not going to go away magically.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going
to disappear.
No, they're not going to disappear. They're not going to go away.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we went down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
That's
what were we
rabbit hole, though.
do. Yes, that was great.
And then we touched on a pet
peeve. We were talking about downs.
Yeah, that was
downs. And so it's a little bit of a mixture of a variety of things. So I guess, I don't know, do I go ahead and talk about my down?
Go ahead.
Okay, so my down, just like last week, it's going to be not really specific. It's going to be a little bit broad because I just want to handle this kind of personally. So I've been going through some really, really hard times. Like work-wise, yes, everything is fine. It still stresses me out like it does with everybody. But work has actually been like distracting me from certain issues that have been going on. And I think I'm just really right now trying to take some space to focus on myself and what I really want out of life. Like, what is going to make me happy? Like, who are my true people in life? Who can I rely on? Who is actually going to be there through every moment of life and not just leave me to the side? And I've just been contemplating on some serious issues that have been going on for like a while, and I've kind of like came to a realization because I have been ignoring certain things that have been going on. And then once you realize, oh my gosh, there's something so much bigger happening, it hits you in the face and a light bulb goes off and tells you the whole entire time you could have been having a happier life. And like, not to say that I have not been happy, because I mean, I have been happy. It's in waves. And like, even the whole point of life is not to try to get to a point of happiness, but just being content with where you're at in the moment. Because like, if you just try to constantly be happy and like have that in the back of your head, like, I have to be happy, I have to be happy, like, that's not real happiness then. Like, that is not authentic happiness. But I'm trying to reach that where I'm just content with like the moment for what it is. And so I have unfortunately been going through a lot of the personal things like I was talking about last week. And I can't specifically say what it is, but it just, it kind of hurts and it sucks. And you want people to be there for you like you've been there for them. And it just, it sucks to know that somebody can just act like they can get up and go and do whatever. Like, yes, I love my friendship time. I love going out and doing things with my friends. But like, I always end up coming back home. Like, and so that's just a little bit of where I'm at right now. And so I'm going through the motions. I'm going through anger. I'm going through grief. I'm going through denial, depression, anxiety. I'm going through all of the phases. And so I'm just getting, I'm trying to get through it right now. Like, for example, like, I have to go grocery shopping today, and like, I have to cook, and I have to go to this appointment, and like, it's just hard to still do those things when something has freshly happened. So anyways, I'm just gonna leave that right there. High of my week, I am going to, like I said last week, I am going to meet the little kitty that I was talking about. I'm going to meet this sweet little, I think I'm going to name it Cleo, potentially. If that's her name, then I'm going to meet Cleo on Saturday. And she is just so cute. And I'm really excited for that. Like, I think it will keep, it will help me keep my mind off of
something. She'll make a little blessing in this, yeah.
Like, and I know I have Bruno, and I have I have the dogs, and I have Sassy, and so I know they're there, but like, also I feel like this will help me, like, I'll have another thing to kind of just be there by my side.
And distract you.
Yes, mm-hmm. and distract me. Like, I'll have something to take care of because, like, that is our instinct. As a woman, mm-hmm. we are very, like, even if we don't have a child, then our pets become our children. And it's mm-hmm. not the same thing, but at the same time, like, I'm that person that will say, like, yes, this is my baby.
Yeah.
Like, and mm-hmm. I'm sorry if that is offensive to anybody who are moms out there, but for me, like, that is my baby.
We don't
like,
have those babies, babies yet, so they are our yeah. babies. And then when we do have babies, they're still going to be our babies, because they are living creatures. They can't take care of themselves.
No.
They can't take care of themselves. They'll die, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so we have to take care of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, I'm really hyped about that. And then, so I guess you kind of mentioned one of your pet peeves. So I'll get into, I guess, like, one of mine, mm-hmm. and like I said, I do have a list set up here, but I'll talk about kind of tying into the laziness at work.
Yes.
I had written down how I cannot stand, like, I understand that every now and then I do this, but mm-hmm. it's not consistently, knock on wood, like, just to play it safe, because I don't want this to happen to me, but, like, I cannot stand when people call out of work nonstop all the time, like,
yes,
and it's not just once a month or twice a month, it's like every single week.
Yeah.
And it's like in rows, it's like 2 or 3 days back to back, or it's like once a week, or it's like a whole entire week altogether. And then it just keeps happening. It's always the same kind of, like, you just don't know what's going on. Like, you don't really know what's going on. Like, and, like, I really hope there's nothing major going on with those people that do that. But that is one of my biggest pet peeves, just because as a person who does not call out of work, even though I want to, like, tomorrow, because I'm going through a hard time and I want to be able to rest and heal through the process of whatever I'm going through, but I'm not going to do that. So coming from a person who has that work ethic, like, it's just not the same.
And, you know, at the end of the day, life keeps going. Life is not going to stop. Because, and I feel like a lot of people forget that. Like, even dealing with, like, seeing, like, the recent, like, news events and stuff, people forget, like, life keeps going, and and things happen in our life. Like, we still have to pay bills. We still have responsibilities. And, like, we have to keep going. Like, you can't stop.
Yeah.
Like, there's not, unless you have, like, really good, like, some FMLA or something, or, like, a lot of PTO you can take. Like, yeah. You have to keep pushing through, you know.
Yeah, because it affects, mm-hmm. whenever your team players don't come in, mm-hmm. then the people who are there have to pick up the extra slack, mm-hmm. and it kind of ruins the whole, like, team morale.
Yeah.
Because it, like, looks bad. It just looks bad on not only, and it's not anybody's fault who is actually showing up, but it makes them feel like, okay, this team doesn't look so good because we have, like, 2 or 3 people calling out all the time. Like,
yeah, that, and you guys have to pick up the slack.
Yeah.
And like you said, it ruins the morale. And it makes you feel, like, a certain way towards those people, I'm sure, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I try not to let it get in the way of my relationship with those people. But at the same time, I'm over here wondering, like, why can't you consistently show up to work? Like, and I'm not the boss. I don't have any say over it. I don't. But it's just one of those things yeah. that really irks me. It really gets under my skin when I'm over here, like, coming in every single day, showing up on time, like, working my butt off.
Yeah.
And then you get to call out all the time, and then, like, if I was to do that, I feel like I would get in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, but anyways, I'm not gonna really say too much more on that just because it's work related, and I have to go to work tomorrow, and I'm trying so hard not to think about it because we have conferences till 6:30 tomorrow night, and I'm going to have to rest up tonight. Let's just say that. But hopefully the week will go by quickly, and then the weekend will be here all over again. So, yeah.
You can rest on Friday. You can just come home and, like, pass out.
Just Friday for sure. I have no plans.
Take a rest day.
I have no plans at all whatsoever this weekend. I'm just dog sitting, and that's about it. Like, I'm doing nothing else. But
I don't blame you.
Well, and then on top of that, I have to prep for that party that's coming up here soon. And so I want to make sure I have, like, all the ingredients ready to go for, like, the things that I'm making and, like, that I know how I'm going to set up. It's not going to be anything extravagant. There's not going to be that many people there because it's the night of Halloween, but that's what I'm going to focus on. And I'm also going to try to focus on getting caught up at work. Even though I shouldn't work outside of work, I'm still going to try to get some resources pulled together so that way, like, when I'm at work, it's not like I'm scrambling. But, yeah, so definitely one of my pet peeves.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, yeah.
One of my other ones is a friend that constantly has to compete with you. I can't stand that. Like, I cannot stand that. I would like to be able to tell you a story or be able to tell you something without you inserting, like, I've done that before, or I've known X, Y, and Z, they've done this before, and it's always they've done it, and they've done it 10 times better. I can't stand that. Like, I am talking to you about a personal issue or, like, something that I have done that I'm excited about. I don't need commentary on it every single time. Like, why can't you just listen to me and just be a friend and listen? Why must every time I say something, it has to be, I don't like the competing friendships. I can't stand that, you know? And I feel like friends that compete with each other, I just feel like that's just a really toxic road.
Yeah.
It's very toxic road. And I also feel like a friend that's competing with you, I feel like they're also not your friend for, like, the right reasons as well. You know what I mean? Because I feel like if something was to happen, like, would they really have your back? You know?
Yeah, I can see that.
So, I don't know. That's one thing that really bugs me. I just can't stand that. Just be happy for one another, you know? Like, I'm your friend. And, like, when you come to me about personal things, I'm not going to sit and be, you know, and say, oh, well, I know somebody that did that and, you know, and make it 10 times worse than what you're going through. Like, I am here to listen to you, and I am here to comfort you. I am here to help you through this as your friend. I'm not here to try to one-up you with a story with someone else that you don't even know, nor do you care to know. So there's my take on that. Take it as you will.
Oh,
take it as you will. Do you have any more pet peeves?
I do. I have, like, a couple of them. I'm going to try to pick out the best ones on here. So I already went over, like, the whole calling out of work. That is so annoying. Okay. Something I cannot stand as a gym junkie now. I've been consistently working out for the past almost a year, because I used to be like that. I used to work out at least once a day or twice a day sometimes, but I'm getting back into the rhythm of doing that. And this is something that has always gotten on my nerves since day one of going to the gym. And I'm sorry, men, but it's always the men who are doing this. But my biggest pet peeve at the gym are gym grunters. Like, whenever you're over here just trying to simply listen to your own music, and then even over your music, you have it on the highest volume because you're over here feeling yourself and you're like, yes, I'm getting this done. Then all of a sudden you hear,
that would drive me insane.
And then they're like picking up the dumbbells and they're throwing them on the ground. They're picking up the bar and thrusting it into the air and they're grunting so loudly. And then they almost, the people who do it, they look at you while they're doing it. Like, if you make eye contact with them, they're like, oh, yeah, I just did this. Like, can you believe that I lifted this much weight? Like, I don't care. Like, I'm so happy.
Congratulations.
That I applaud you. I'm so happy that you were able to lift, like, 300 pounds. But you don't have to grunt like that. Like, you don't have to sound like a horse. Like, I know, I remember, like, a couple of years ago, I would go to the gym, and it would always be the same guy. Like, he would be there every single time that we went, and he was always, like, grunting and throwing around, like, the machinery and stuff to show that he could just lift all this weight, and then he would go up to the mirror and flex and take pictures and show his body off. And so, like, yes, I take pictures every now and then when I'm at the gym. Like I might take a picture of the bar or like some machine and be like, oh, leg day or arm day, and I lost this amount of weight. Like, I might do that, but I'm not over here for like 10 minutes just looking at myself in the mirror up and down, taking like 50 pictures, and then going back to the bar and just grunting nonstop. Like, can you, like, go get a room?
Yeah,
go real. Get, like, literally go get a room
for
while
real.
I try to enjoy my workout, because I have already been around, like, I love kids. I have already been all around all the kids that make random noises all day. Like, they're like, and like, they just make all of these weird, like love them weird little minion noises. And then like, I go to work out and then you're over here like,
bro, like you're about to barf.
Like, bro, are you good? Like, you're about to pass out or something. Like, don't do that. It gets on my nerves. Like, I am there for me time. I am there for peace. I am there to get my grind on. I'm there to listen to my music. And I don't know. And then just, like, people that stare at you at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll just be working out, and then these people stare at you, and I'm like, I'm very uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
This is not the point of me being here. My point of being here is not to impress anybody with how much I can lift. I'm simply trying to, like, lose weight or gain muscle or be healthier and have a better mindset. But you're just over here glaring me down. I can't even focus on my own workout.
That's why I do everything at home. I work out at home because I cannot deal with weirdos. And I just do. I have some equipment at home and I do my workout every single night. Like, 45 minutes to an hour every day.
That's great.
And that's what I do. And I can't deal with people in the gym. I can't deal with people in general at the time.
But like, the gym,
I'm peopled out by the end of the day.
After work, that is the hardest time to go to the gym.
Yeah.
That is so hard. Because I'm like, I'm around 2,000 plus people in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to go in there, do my thing, and get out.
Yeah.
And then, like, you have people who might go to a certain machine that you really want. If there's only one of them, and they're like, okay, I guess I have to do something else.
Yeah, that would be annoying.
And so, like, honestly, I've been trying to, like, swap around days where it's like I'm not working out every single day. I'm either working out or running or doing yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll do running and yoga at home.
Yeah.
Or I'll go to, like, a class once a week. But anyways, that's another one of mine. What about
one of mine is when I go to a theme park,
It could be Disney, Dollywood, you know, Six Flags, wherever. And people just stop. They just stop right in front of you. Just automatically become to a halt. And start looking around. Or you just realize that you left little Bobby Sue. And you don't know where little Bobby Sue's at. And there's Bobby! And then now you have to, you're going through everybody and... I can't stand that. Like, I can't.
You need to put your child on a leash.
I cannot stand it. And, like, it. I mean, if you don't know where you're going, pull over to the side. Pull over to the side of the, at the sidewalk and figure out where you're going. Don't stop in dead in your tracks and cause me to run into you and then look at me with a nasty face because I ran into you. Yes, I ran into you, ma'am. Because you just stopped right in front of me for no reason. I can't stand that.
It's so annoying.
It's so annoying. Like, why are you doing that?
Are they... you're just trying to get from point A to point B.
Yeah.
So you can get in line while it's only 20 minutes long.
Exactly.
Versus an hour.
Yes. Like, I've got it in my head what I am doing. And anybody that goes any of these places with me, like, I... and die hard. You know, I like to make the most out of my trip.
Yeah.
I like to maximize my time, get my money's worth as well.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not paying $100 some plus to get in somewhere and not enjoy any of the amenities that it has to offer. Like, I want to make the most out of my day. And I just can't say that. If other people don't want to do that, that's fine. But don't hinder me doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't deal with people like that.
I agree.
It's
valid.
Irritating. Very irritating to me.
Very valid.
Do you have any more pet peeves?
I have a couple more, but maybe I'll just stick to one. Because we did three the last time. And, let's see. Which one do I want to go with? I'm like, do I want to do interrupting or do I want to do moodiness? I don't know.
They're both pretty good.
I do hate interrupting.
Yeah.
I hate when people start talking over me, but I feel like I could get into moodiness a lot more.
Okay.
So moodiness. All right. Like, I get it. Like, as women... we are emotionally, because of certain hormones in our body, we can tend to be kind of moody.
Mm-hmm.
But men also can be moody as well.
Yeah.
But they call it PMDD. It's like it's not PMSing, but basically it's the same thing, but for men. So both sexes can be moody. It doesn't matter like what gender you are. But... I just hate whenever, like, yes, of course, I have days where I feel happier than others, or I might be irritated more than others, but, like, whenever you are so moody and you're taking it out on the other person, mm-hmm. because of how you're feeling, that is not, in my opinion, that is not okay to take out your moods on somebody else. So, like, kind of like a walking on eggshells kind of situation where somebody could be in a really good mood and they're just so happy and they're doing all of these things for you, or they're trying to make you happy and they're complimenting you. It's like, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful, or like, you look so great today. And then out of nowhere, like, you say something and it's like, snap. Mm-hmm. It's just like, out of nowhere, their whole demeanor completely does a 360
mm-hmm.
and changes. And it's like, the unpredictability behind the moodiness is so psychological, because, like, it could even be a disorder. But, like, I mean, we all get a little bit moody, like I said. Like, we could be mm-hmm. tired or whatever. But I think it's the way that some people deal with it. Like, for example, like, sometimes I get pushed back
yeah.
in certain areas of my life where I'll have to do something. Mm-hmm. I'll have to convey some information to somebody. And they're like, oh, well, I don't know why we have to do that. Or I don't know why we're being assigned this. Or, mm-hmm. like, I can just sense when you're being moody towards me because I'm a very empathic person. Mm-hmm. And I'm very in tune with my emotions. And sometimes I can be very sensitive to those. Mm-hmm. And so, like, if that happens to me, like, that's not only moodiness, that's just, like, disrespectful.
Yeah.
And I think it can be hard, like, if you're working at work and you're surrounded by women all day, every day, and you guys get emotional because you're on your, you know what, you're, mm-hmm. like, say if you're on your menstrual cycle, like, yeah, you're going to be a little bit snappy. You're going to be a little bit irritated. Like, mm-hmm. you're going to be tired. But, like, if it's, like, a consistent thing where you just have an attitude problem.
Yeah.
Get yourself in check. Like, if the only way you can communicate to people is by snapping on them and flipping the moods from, like, hot to cold, like, Katy Perry. Like, you're hot, then you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. Like, that is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When you cannot be consistent. Like, you might have a bad day, but if it is, like, literally every day, there is a snap about something because you cannot control your emotions, you need to go get that checked out, sister or brother. Like, you need to go get that checked out.
And that makes people not want to be around you, too. Like, I don't want to be around somebody that's, like, has a little black rain cloud always over them. Like, I'm a little black rain. What's that from? I'm a little black rain cloud. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my gosh. That is so old. It was like a nursery rhyme.
Yeah, but I don't like that. Like, if you're going to be like that all the time, like, that's why I don't want to be around you. Because, so, like, I'll go away. Like, I have to go in at work. I usually get there at, like, a quarter till 5 a.m. And wait, I'm like, okay, we're all
Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh. He sings that. Maybe it's, is this? Can y'all hear on the microphone? We're playing Winnie the Pooh right now.
Is this it?
I think it is Winnie the Pooh.
I'm just a little black rain cloud.
Oh, his little voice.
Under the honey tree. I'm only a little black rain cloud. Pay no attention to little me. Oh, everyone knows that a rain
I might turn on one of the fall episodes when I get home. Seriously, I think I might do that. Maybe that'll help me sleep tonight.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that'll, like,
put me a little black
light. A little bright. But when you walk around like that all the time, I'm like, chill out. Like, I'll go in, like, so I was saying, I go in super early. And I try to give everybody a pep talk. Especially, like, at the place I've been, like, the past 4 months. I'm like, okay, everybody, we're going to have a great day. I kind of sound like Buddy the Elf. All right, everybody, Santa's coming to town. You know, let's get ready for the day. But, like, I'll give everybody, like, I'll be like, okay, you guys, we're going to have a great day. We're going to have a great day. It's going to be fine. We probably have some issues, but you know what?
Yes.
We're going to have a good day.
Yeah.
Regardless, everything's going to be A-okay.
Yeah.
And then they're like, ugh. Or they just stare at me, like, give me a side eye or something. I'm like, why are you being so...
Yeah, if they're always so smiley and then they give you an attitude.
Yeah, like, I don't understand.
I don't get it either. That's why it's a pet peeve. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Me neither.
I don't get it at all.
So that's, like...
So if you're a little black rain cloud...
Like, you need to go have a rainbow. You need to go...
Find, like, what makes you happy.
Get, like, that pot of gold. Find something
that makes you happy, you know? Try to turn it around because life is so... I had a little black rain cloud over me, I feel like, for a while. And I was so down. And it was just... It was not a good time. Mm-hmm. And I try to live life now where I do try to have, like, a better, positive, more outlook. I know that I do still have those tendencies where I am negative at times. But I really am trying really, really hard
to turn it around and turn those negatives into positives. Because, you know, oh, I have to go to work. Well, yes, I have to go to work, but I'm thankful I have a good job, you know, at the end of the day. It sucks.
Just be grateful for what you
have. Be grateful for what you have. Oh, I have to get up early. Yeah, okay, but you're getting up early because you have, like, a purpose. Mm. You know, like, you have something to... You be happy you have something to get up for.
That's true.
You know, be happy that you have a roof over your head, that you have, you know, the people in your life that you do have in your life, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yes, I don't have, you know, all the money that I would love to have, or I don't have... you know, than my dream car or whatever. But you know what? I do have a car. I do have a home. And I need to be... sometimes I forget that I need to step back and be more grateful for what I do have.
Yeah.
And not look at what I don't have and look at what I do have and be thankful for that.
That is true.
You know? And think of it that way. So that's what I have been trying to do more often. And my friend Sandy, she says that a lot. She's like, you know, she talks about our job. And she's like, yeah, it sucks. But, you know, I'm thankful I have a job.
Yeah.
And we also, at one point, we prayed for these jobs.
Exactly.
we prayed for these jobs.
We dreamed to grow up.
We dreamed
about that day.
This is a good way to kind of end it. You circle back. How we talked about at the beginning, about when we were younger.
Yeah.
You know, now, like, I remember 19 years old taking my test to get in nursing school, and I was like, oh, God, so please, like, let me pass this. And I had a hard time trying to get into nursing school. I really did. Like, I struggled. And then all through nursing school, I was like, oh, please, please, please. And, like, that was one of the hardest times of my life. And I would cry. I cried so much during nursing school. Like, everybody cried. You do a lot of crying in nursing school. And I remember
tell
just like,
oh, in the back.
Yeah, everyone listen in the back. If you're trying to do this, you know, if you're a crier. If you're a crier or, you know, if stress is not your strong suit, like, you know, you might want to rethink it. But, because I know a lot of people that are like wanting to go into it, and I'm just like, you guys really need to think hard about it. Nursing is a wonderful career. It's very rewarding, but it's not easy. Like, and it's not for the faint of heart, and it's a lot of work. It's very long hours and commitment, and it's not easy. It's not easy.
I believe that.
And it takes a lot of work to get to the top. So, but yeah, I prayed for this, and here we are, you know.
Be careful what you wish for.
Exactly. Be careful what you wish for. But I am thankful for my job. Very thankful to be able to have a job where I can take care of people and make them better at their worst times. I know you probably feel the same.
Yeah.
Even though it gets on our nerves sometimes.
Yeah, teaching, it's a very hard profession because you're having to multitask so many different things. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just teaching the kids, but it's also managing the administrative side of things, like doing the paperwork. And then, like I said, having to stay late sometimes for teacher conferences and then meeting with the parents and then also having to grade their papers and then submit the grades and then file report cards or progress reports and then having meetings literally like 10 times out of the week. Like, and then it's a lot more than what a lot of people think it is. Mm-hmm. And like she said, I am very grateful for it because I wouldn't be able to be doing the things that I am now without this career. So it's the bigger picture, and also it's rewarding whenever you finally do see that you got a kid from not knowing the alphabet or any sounds or anything to the end of the year where they're reading like little words or reading books. And so, yes, the like whole stressfulness of it sometimes is hard, but then like you get to see what you've done.
Yeah, you get to see your work pay off.
Yeah.
And that's a good feeling, you know.
And then there's always more doors that could potentially open through it. Like, and again, you can go through all these different routes. Like, you could become admin, and, like, that could be a thing. Like, maybe not now, but potentially in the future.
And again, that circles around, you know, you just have to be willing to put in the effort and the work and work hard to get there, you know?
Yep.
Because it's not just going to come, opportunities just don't come to you. Like, unless you're, like, you know, really wealthy and you can pay, you can pay it off. But opportunities just don't come to you. Like, you have to put in effort and work. And I feel like a lot of people think that, too. Like, they think that, you know, they're just going to be, like, things are just going to happen for them.
Like, they're going to be handed a golden spoon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to have everything paid for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have this whole house provided for. I'm going to have my meals cooked for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or the groceries paid for.
Yeah. That's not how that... It's not reality. That's not reality.
And if that is your reality, you're either a woman child or a man child.
Yeah. We should play that.
Okay, just for everybody out there listening, are you ready? Here we go. We're going to dedicate this song.
We're going to have a little dance session, a little singing session.
I just wanted to simply be the man child part. Like, I don't want to sing the whole entire song and listen to these commercials, which are a pet peeve of mine.
Okay. I hate commercials. Like mine. Yes. Oh, especially when I'm paying for like a subscription.
Yes. Yeah. Or is it slow? Oh, it's really loud.
Maybe it's useless.
Oh.
But there's a cuter word for it. I know.
That could be woman child too. So it's not just directed at men, boys and girls. But yes,
no, either way.
That is just, it's summing it up for us. Don't be a man or a woman child. But anyways,
we have done a lot of ranting.
56 minutes worth
of ranting. Yes. And you know what's so sad? We could probably rant for hours.
We could keep going.
We could.
We're supposed to be recording another podcast.
Yes, because I'm going to be out of town with my family next weekend. And so we are going to try to do two so we can not miss a week for you guys.
Yes, we're dedicated.
We are dedicated. We are dedicated ladies.
And guess what? We are 50 people away from being able to sell our exclusive, is that what we say?
Yes, exclusive content.
Like, not like, we not have like
nothing
not,
terrible.
Not like we're, okay.
We're not going to be nasty. This is not OnlyFans.
This is not OnlyFans.
We're not like Spotify.
That. No, like, this is like where we get to make a podcast, and then we get to put them on Spotify, and then you get to choose the option if you want to pay for that certain
like a different episode. Tier.
Yeah.
Like, so, we'll do special episodes. Like, we'll still have like our free, you know, our regular scheduled podcast
like, once a week.
But like, maybe like we could do like a special Halloween edition or
something fun.
So something fun or like
thematic
behind the scenes, like stuff like that. And that those would be video.
Yes. We're halfway to that point before we can work with Spotify to do that. So we are 50 people away from that, halfway through, so please
help us out, you guys. Like, we are trying really hard. Like, we really would love feedback, ideas, topics, you know, any type of feedback that you guys want to give us would be greatly appreciated. Please share it with your friends, share it with your family. We keep things, I feel like, really good here. Like, we're, like, kids, I feel like this podcast would even be good for
teens, like teen girls to listen to, because it's stuff that they're going to have to know, like growing up. Yeah. You know, I feel like it would help it them like growing up and stuff as well.
Yeah, I love
so,
this.
So, I mean, I feel like our, we can reach a lot of people. If you hear a dog, Bruno is in the microphone. Hello, he Bruno. He's such a good boy. But yeah, please, guys, help us out.
Yes.
I don't like to beg, but I'm begging. Please help a girl out.
Yeah, come on.
Come on. Like, share, and subscribe. And go on our Instagram, Blonde Banter Official, and follow us on Instagram. We're going to try to be posting some more stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we appreciate you guys listening. We really do.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And we will talk to you on the next episode of Blonde Banter.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay.